All right, this may be one of the funniest Fox segments I have ever seen. Somehow, the hosts over at Fox News still don't fully understand what Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to achieve as he makes fun of Trump and holds a massive mirror up to MAGA. These hosts obviously don't understand a lot, but this one should be so abundantly clear. I mean, there's even a point in this segment where the Fox News host, Will Kane, says totally, without any hint of irony, that Governor Gavin Newsom is selling his own Bibles. How dare he sell his own Bibles while posting in all caps without realizing that it's supposed to be making fun of you. You guys relentlessly support Donald Trump as he does this. And another funny aspect of this is that Trump seems to have stopped posting in all caps ever since Newsom has been making fun of him. I mean, even if we go to his last Truth Social post from 12 hours ago, this would have been in all caps about a month ago. But ever since Governor Gavin Newsom has been making fun of him, the all caps posts have basically stopped. He also doesn't put things in quotes as much as he did before. It's like he realized how absolutely absurd his typing style was. But just to back up a second, Fox News has had an interesting morning. Before I play this Governor Gavin Newsom clip, this clip of a Republican representative began to go viral because he pretty quickly condemns the Trump administration's immigration policy, but in the most awkward way possible. It's like prying it out of him. And then he eventually says, you know, we shouldn't be doing it like this. Let me play this clip for you.
United States of America.
How have things been in Florida? Have you seen an improvement since President Trump's crackdown on immigration?
Improvement in what sense?
Well, do you think
have
that
we had, you know, do
more arrests and getting violent criminals out of your state?
That's fine. The violent criminals, gang members, et cetera, people with active deportation orders, yes. But I do believe that we need to do a little bit more nuance than some of the other folks that are being now apprehended. We've had people here that have been in 15, 20 years. They haven't committed any crimes. They're part of our economy, and we need to find a solution for that. I've been pretty vocal about that. 95% of the people, and myself included, believe yes. Criminals, gang members, all those folks out of the country and make our state and our country safer. But there are a lot of people here that are part of our economy, have been here for a long time, have had kids here. We need to find a different solution for them.
We do need to find a different solution. I do not think that was the answer that Maria was expecting there, but it's the logical answer that most Americans have. Don't be deporting people who are just contributing to the community, to the country. And, you know, Republicans lately accuse Democrats of taking 80-20 positions. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they say 80% of Americans agree with Republicans, 20% of Americans agree with Democrats. Obviously, that's not true whatsoever. But on issues like this, I would even say that 80% of Americans agree with the Democratic stance that, hey, if somebody's here and they've committed repeated crimes and they're not here legally, sure, you can get them out. But the idea that you should be deporting farm workers or people who are going and following the proper procedures, going to courthouses, is absurd. And that's antithetical to what America is. I did a debate recently with a bunch of Republicans in this bar, a bunch of Trump supporters, and I basically nail them down. And I say, listen, I'm okay with deporting someone who's committed repeated crimes. But then I ask the crowd, are you okay with ICE racially profiling people and deporting people who are just here to help our country? And some people in the crowd said yes, some said no, and then they started debating each other. It was a really interesting moment. If you're ready for that, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed and make sure you comment bar fight. It's coming out in about a week or two. They're just editing the footage, but I argued with a bunch of Trump supporters. So let's go over to Governor Gavin Newsom. This reads, Fox News host melts down at Newsom selling his own Bible.
A radical. He seems to have found ground, legs with the left by mocking President Trump. Like a ChatGPT personality, he's just borrowing now from President Trump, copying his style with X posts. Now he's even going for his own MAGA style merch. The shop includes items like Newsom was right about everything hat, or he has a Newsom 2026 mug. He even has a Bible priced at $100 that he tweets out, already sold out. His personality, just a shadow. Shadows on the wall, a Xerox copy of others. But that works on the left.
He has his own personality. He's flipping the fact that Trump sold Bibles, Trump sold mugs and hats that are ridiculous, dictatorial in a sense, because Newsom actually isn't going to run in 2026. Newsom cannot seek re-election in 2026, so he's making fun of Donald Trump. I mean, Republicans just don't understand. This person that says make LA great again posted this picture and said, Newsom is literally the biggest douche you knew in school / college and somehow became governor of the largest state in America. And our policy advisor, Macromedia, Micah Irfan, said, Trump looks this way at his daughter and y'all aren't the slightest bit bothered by it. Exactly. Trump brags about grabbing women. You guys are getting mad at a picture of 25-year-old Governor Gavin Newsom before he was the governor at a party. It's absolutely absurd. Remember, they've been melting down over this for a while. This was perhaps the most viral clip.
Guarantees, that's just the bottom line in all of this. Gavin Newsom, meantime, posting this on X, Liz, using all capitals, of course, trying to mock Trump, use Trump style. He's been doing this for a while now. He says, quoting, Trump just fled the podium with Putin. No questions, nothing. Total low energy. The man looked like he'd just eaten three buckets of KFC with Vlad. Admit it, Donnie J. You're terrified because this was the worst week of your life because of me, Gavin C. Newsom. I think he's trying to be funny. I don't know what he's trying to do, but it comes across as childish. And what are you're the governor of the biggest state in the union. What are you doing?
Are you joking me? The president of the United States is doing this tenfold on a daily basis. Then Governor Newsom got 7.6 million views, and he said, bird brain Trey Gallagher, a so-called Fox News host that nobody has ever heard of, says my posts are, quote, childish and unbecoming of a leader. Can you believe it? Many are saying Fox, edit the tapes, News, should cancel his pathetic little bedtime show immediately. They are calling it the most boring program in cable history. Total snooze fest. Sad. And this blew the original clip out of the water. I mean, the Fox News clip had a few hundred thousand views, but Newsom got 7.6 million views. He's driving the attention online so that he can drive the narrative about his redistricting effort. It is very, very brilliant. In the process, he has neutered Trump. Trump has been neutered and no longer posts in all caps. And now you see betting markets. For example, the Democratic nominee in 2028. Check out the green line in this Kalshi prediction market. People are starting to predict that Governor Gavin Newsom is going to be the Democratic nominee overwhelmingly. In second place, you see AOC, which is well-deserved. In third place, you see Pete Buttigieg, also well-deserved. Wes Moore, Kamala Harris is still on the list, along with Gretchen Whitmer and Andy Beshear. I like a lot of the names that I'm seeing, but overall, Governor Gavin Newsom's ability to fight lately has led to him being in first place. What about this one? It reads, next U.S. presidential election winner. For some reason, they still have J.D. Vance up, which I don't agree with. But if you look at the blue line, Governor Gavin Newsom is slowly beginning to inch up as the top competitor for J.D. Vance. It's probably just name recognition right now. More people know who the vice president is. And Gavin Newsom is building that name recognition. The entire point is, let's continue to punch back. Let's continue to scramble these people's brains. I'll fight for you guys at these debates on TV in Nashville when I did this Daily Wire bar fight. You guys are going to love it. It'll release in just a few weeks. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace out.